This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The word of the day today, as you might have guessed, is deflation. A general definition might go a little something like this: a consistent and real decrease in the price of pretty much everything over time. It is tempting to believe deflation is a good thing. Who doesn't like cheaper stuff? Am I right? But if you see prices going down, you, the American consumer, what's going to happen? You're not going to buy that new TV or dining room table, are you? No, you're not. You're going to wait and not buy. And if all your fellow consumers do the same thing, well, you see what happens to what economists call aggregate demand, don't you? It disappears. And so, too, very, very quickly does economic growth. Today's Deflation Primer is brought to you by the world's seven biggest economies, the G7 in the vernacular, where for the first time since the Great Depression, inflation, that is price increases, in all seven countries are expected to be below 2% this year, which is extraordinarily low, hence fears of deflation. Also low, and a place to look if you want to understand more about what is happening deflation-wise, were the yields in the bond markets today. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note, which we talk about almost every single day on this program, fell below 2%. Germany and Japan are down under a half of 1%, which means almost 6 years on since the financial crisis, money is still basically free. Marketplace's Dan Alcorn has more on what that means.
Larry Summers used to be the Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, meaning he was responsible for issuing and managing government debt. And even he has been caught off guard by the bond market this week.
I never would have expected to see a 10-year Treasury below 2% during my career.
He got used to low yields during the financial crisis of 2008.
But now, in the context of a recovery, it's even that much more surprising.
Surprising because investors often buy bonds for safety. They flock there and bid down yields, as they are today, when investing in the economy is frightening, like in the financial crisis. But the U.S. economy doesn't seem that frightening today. Stephen Major is the head of fixed income research at HSBC.
The most recent quarter, nominal GDP growth in the U.S. was above 5%. Five.
But a bond isn't about this quarter. It's about the next 10 years.
The bond yield is telling you that nobody believes that there'll be 5% growth over the next 10 years.
Over at Citigroup, Steve Englander agrees. Low bond yields hint at something deeper.
Yeah, I think there's this consistent sense that disaster is around the corner, and it's putting a lid on where bond yields can go.
The result, according to Larry Summers, is that people are saving instead of spending, and companies are doing the same. They're not building new factories, and they're not hiring.
It's a market judgment that this is not going to be anything like a normal recovery.
It's not a reason to panic, but he says it is a cause for concern. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.